Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So today was a great day. Had an awesome chavrusa in the morning, study partner that is. Great lunch and learn with a bunch of women, and then a wonderful late night chabura, small learning group to end it off. And one thing in reflection is that one feels fired up actually when learning, both really learning deep and important ideas, as well as learning it together with great people. See, Judaism always encourages the need to learn and the need to learn with others. However, upon reflection, it made me also remember that a key aspect of education, the kind that stays with people and has a lasting impact, is, I think, as follows. See, that education isn't as much about filling the person up with information as much as it is lighting that person on fire. See, of course, every detail that we learn is an important one. Then there's literally an infinite amount of learning in depth that one can explore in Judaism because God himself is infinite. That's why we spend a lifetime learning. There's no retiring. In fact, the opposite. The older we get, the more we actually want to learn. However, in order for a person to really feel the desire to continue learning throughout their entire lives, the process of learning needs to make a person on fire with the desire to keep learning. That's the key to successful education. And it's also the reason why, as we approach Pesach, so much effort is put in by people to make the experience so enjoyable. So of course, we want to give over important foundational ideas that we learn from Pesach, but we also want to ensure that the story keeps being passed on and that each year we look into it more deeply than the year before. And for that to happen, it might actually be better to even learn a little less and enjoy it more than learn more and enjoy it a lot less. Because education is not about giving over information to a student, but about lighting a fire in that student to always want more information. That's the goal. And you know it to be true because wouldn't you agree that that's how you work as well? And on that note, wishing you an awesome night. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.